Bad Motivators!
Shit, yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 257 of the Bad Motivators. I, of course, am Eric Strollers, and with me, as always, are my two excellent co-hosts, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
Hey there.
And one Mr. Dallas Wood.
I told you fools I stay with the tools. I keep a Benz with rims and some jewels.
Okay, and that is?
50 Cent.
50 Cent. Okay. All right.
P-I-M-P.
I get you.
Just felt like a little, you know, reggae rap, you know, because it's kind of got that island drum beat in the background. It's great.
All right, then. Feeling the warmer weather. I got you.
Yeah, I'm trying to warm myself up, goddamn. It's cold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a disappointing amount of snow this past, though. Like, I guess Saturday is when it was. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people had like debilitating weather, so I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that my kids were all stoked because they thought we were going to get a bunch of snow, and we got maybe like an inch and a half.
Dude, we didn't even get that. We got like the lightest of dustings, just enough to say, yep, snow was here. And then but most of it was gone by midday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was brutally cold. It's been like, of course, as people who live in Minnesota listen and laugh, it was, you know, it's been like 12 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fahrenheit. Yeah.
I mean, what's funny is I went to Michigan recently and like the temperature change from where I am in like southeastern Indiana to like right as you get to Michigan, like the temperature drop is ridiculous. Like from there to there, it drops at least 15 to 16 degrees on the way up. And like it's only like 130, 140 miles away from me. It's weird how much the temperature dropped. Yeah. As soon as you get closer and closer to those Great Lakes, that's all fucking over.
That's what I'm saying. I can hear Jess Schroeder talking right now, screaming at her car stereo. You do.
God damn it. It's freezing and it's tons of snow.
Listen, you've heard me talk about Little House on the Prairie and what were those people thinking before. Yeah. It's you only have them to blame. So there you go. But, well, guys, we have an excellent episode of The Book of Boba Fett, which nobody in the world complained about. So that's pretty cool. We've got a cool Moon Knight trailer that I quite enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. The entire trailer was better than all of the Eternals. More on that in a bit. And and some other stuff. But so to lead off, listen, there's something I really feel like I got to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
Steel Saunders did an impression of me on the Geek Dudes that was quite good. And he had some pretty spot on things to say about me. So I just want to, Steel, I just want to tell you I appreciate it. So that is all.
And touche.
But no, what I was going to say is, this is kind of hard to talk about, but I really want you to listen. You know, one of my friends that I played Red Dead a lot with, we haven't been playing much at all lately. I mean, I still play every day, but I hadn't talked to him in quite a while. And you know, this person, he really helped me during a weird time in my life and really helped me like in this game, for example, too. Mm-hmm. And we finally got together today and he sucks at that game. He went from being like the bright shining hope to a freaking boat anchor. And how somebody that can go to the moon and back can come back down and be so bad that it, I mean, it was sad. I was like, Henry,
that's terrible.
You're going to have to saddle up, man. Yeah. And what was funny is, it was an extreme bummer. And, so Strut and I had talked about how, wouldn't it be great if old Lunar Module could come and play with us one night? Well, Strutty, it would have dragged us down somehow. Just I'm just telling you. So Tracy, what the hell?
How mighty have fallen. That dude was wild, man. You guys were raving
about how good he was.
It was devastating. It was devastating. It's like, you know,
it was like seeing Elvis like right before he died. Is that what it was?
Yes.
What did he get? Carpal tunnel or something?
I don't know what happened. And, you know, maybe I legit
thought you were going to come in here and like tell us this story about how like this dude you really play a lot of games with like has this like debilitating like disease.
Oh, yes. I was waiting for cancer.
Like he's like COVID complications. I was like, oh, what the hell, Eric?
He probably did have COVID. So maybe that's it. Okay. I mean, there's got to be some kind of excuse because that was unacceptable.
It messed with the game node in his brain.
Mm. I guess. Well, he's been playing a lot of Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
So, which is funny. And I know people like Steele mentioned, he goes, aren't those guys supposed to be a Star Wars podcast? Well, they spent the first 30 minutes talking about motorcycles they used to own.
Yeah.
But, I do play a lot of video games and I've been playing a lot of Hitman and, you know, the controls are different. It's I'll go between playing, Halo, Hitman, and Red Dead. Well, I sneak up behind this guy today in Red Dead. He's out on this dock fishing, and I'm going to do a stealth kill on him, right?
Yeah.
I'm crouched down. I'm right behind him. I hit the button for what I intend to be a stealth kill with my knife out. And what I do instead is this little ballet leap as I jump past him and almost fall into the water because I was trying to push the buttons for some other game.
You don't like throwing hatchets at them from a distance because they can't hear you.
Well, this was because I was sneaking into a hideout where there's tons of them and I needed to be perfectly silent, but it wasn't after that. But anyhow, so guys, how's things? anybody got anything they want to talk about before we jump in?
I want to say, first of all, while we do love Steel Saunders on this podcast, he doesn't run this podcast. We do. So we're going to carry on with the nonsense per usual, sir. But I had a pretty good day yesterday that'll lead into who got what. But I got to spend a good day with my boy yesterday. We went to a guitar store, a couple of them. He was really good the whole way. Thank you, Nintendo 3DS, and we also went to Dave and Buster's, like all masked up, of course. Like we've been kind of kept in the house, and because of something going on with my daughter. But anyways, and so we had a really, really good time, and he didn't like throw a fit when we left and stuff like that. And that was just, it was nice. You know, he just needed a day out with his dad. He never gets them anymore because of how things are. So, but yeah, it was good. I had a good day with my boy. That's what I did. I had a good day yesterday.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Strut, I got to hang out with him yesterday.
Oh no.
Yeah. He wanted to tour the new house. So he came over and we toward the house and had a few cold ones and hung out and watched Rogue One. Neither of us had watched it in like forever.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. Just a good hangout sesh.
Wow.
Well, rad ass, man. So, hey.
Rad ass.
You know what we should do?
Mm-hmm.
We should do this joint right here. Rad. Well, let me tell you, here's the deal. I didn't get any cool toys or anything like that, but what I did get. So, you know, I've told you about my newspaper guy, right? Gets the kids gifts and stuff. And anyway, he's old school. He listens to, he had a Discman. And a few years ago, he told me, when I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, he asked me if I'd ever heard of one of those. And boy, wouldn't it be great if he could get another one. So I found him one. It was pretty good. And then this past year, I asked him what he wanted. And he goes, that he said I could really use another CD player because, you know, they don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I go to look, and what's weird is most of them now, that the companies that are making them, like, you can go and try to find a Sony one, like, still new in box from back in the day for like $600, which is stupid. And but the companies that are making them new, most of them now have internal rechargeable batteries as opposed to batteries you replace. And anyway, long story short, I do some research, order them one that I thought turned out pretty good. And anyway, the company reaches out to me and asks me if I would be keen to review a CD player in exchange for getting the CD player for free.
Well, yes, I would.
And I said, well, boy, oh boy, what? I can already tell you how much I like this CD player.
Yeah, yeah. Now that it's free.
And so what they did is they have you pay for it. And then once you show proof that you bought it, they gave me half of the money back immediately. And then I'll get the other half once the review posts.
Nice.
But so check this thing out, man. It's a little, it's a square that's just slightly bigger than the CD, and they made it that it comes with a wall mount. You can put it on the wall. But basically what it is a Bluetooth speaker with a CD player built into it.
That's genius.
And so you can use it as a Bluetooth speaker. So like you want your phone, it will play audio off of a like a thumb drive. Or, and it has an aux input if you've are for whatever reason wanting to do that. And play, like, obviously I'm not going to mount this thing on the wall, but it comes with this little tilt back stand you can clip in there instead.
Damn.
And yeah, man, it's pretty neat, especially if you still dig CDs. Yeah. Now, the one thing I wish it did have, though, was I wish it had a rechargeable battery in it, but it's you have to plug it in. But it runs, like, you could easily power it off of a charging brick.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily power it off one of those if you needed to. So, like, man, you could get you some cardboard, one of these, and like a Kool-Moe Dee CD, and you got a break dance party on the street.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You get electric shrapnel to come out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make sure I'm not missing a key step here. Did you say it's a portable CD player, like a Discman?
No. Oh, the company that I bought the Discman from reached out to me, and they're like, hey, since you plainly you're 1,000 years old and you still use CDs, would you be willing to? Now, okay, while I'm talking about that, I do want to mention this other thing. I had a kid at my church who's like pretty technically savvy come up and ask me if we had anything that would play a DVD. And I'm like, you watch DVDs. You know that's 480p, right? Trash. Anyway, that was just very surprising. But dude, that was kind of cool, man. You know, I'm officially a big deal now.
You're a fucking trash can kid.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, I got paid to review a thing.
That's fucking awesome.
My opinion's important.
Yes, I got compensation.
So yeah, there you go.
You're made man now.
Yeah. Yep. What about anybody else, man? Anybody else get anything?
I actually got Star Wars shit.
Okay, well, I'll go second because I didn't get Star Wars shit, but I did get the Hofner bass you see behind me.
Oh yeah.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool, man. The people don't know, those basses have like a particular like sound to them, because they have a hollow body. It's not, you know what I'm talking about. So it's very, very, very light too. But it has a very particular sound, and of course it's made famous by Paul McCartney, but like, it's really cool and surprisingly affordable. So, which is probably why I said last time, probably reason why he bought the bass in the first place, because they needed a fucking bass player. He's like, I don't fucking play bass. All right, I'll go buy this thing. That looks cool. All right. You know, like I see how that could go. So it just, it's pretty neat. What's not neat is I had this little amp. It's ancient. It's tiny little like starter amp you get in, like one of those combo packages.
Yeah.
And I used to play my other bass on, just kind of practice around with, and kind of, you know, it's not meant for it, but it's not, you know, it still works. Turns out it no longer does work. And I just hadn't, for some reason it didn't cross my mind. I was like, buy toy now, worry about other stuff later. And turns out the other stuff later is very important. And I've kind of hit the limit on things that I can buy for quite a while, according to my wife. So here I am. So that's why I guess that's what happens when you buy a brand new nice microphone and some weight benches, and you're like, I'm gonna buy a guitar too. she's like, all right, knock it the fuck off. It was a good conversation.
Oh yeah.
Dude, you are living a charmed life, man.
It is. I tell her all the time. I'm like, this Kep Man stuff is just too good. I'm just gonna like, oh man, I gotta take two more classes. I need full concentration. I'll be done in 6 months, I swear, for the rest of my life.
You know what I'm imagining right now? Is that episode of the Chappelle Show where he gets Oprah pregnant?
Oh yeah.
That's what's happening here. I can see it right now.
And he's getting the karate lessons to protect her.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll be out there making my way eventually. But honestly, even if I was done with college, like the idea of like right now, like they're like closing shit left and right with my kids and everything. There's always kind of an issue. So it's been a blessing in disguise that I've been able to be here. Like whenever shit closes or there's a scare or I had to teach my son for the first 2 months of his kindergarten, you know, like a bunch of other stuff. So it's been useful, but I am ready to get ready to apply this shit I've been learning. So I just got to get through this last bit here and then hopefully I'm not too old to burst into the business.
Well, I mean, I know where you're coming from, but luckily here, COVID doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's right. Gone. It's completely it's gone. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyhow. So what about you, Woodrow? What'd you get?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Strutt came and visited me. We hung out, but he had hit it big at a Target, and he delivered me my Aura Singh.
Nice.
6-inch Black Series, and then I also have the General Lando Calrissian.
Nice.
Which is pretty good sculpt of Billy D. I gotta say, they're getting better at that. Yeah. They are getting better at that. They're getting terrible at getting it out so you can purchase it.
Well, I mean, if we want to talk about disappointed in recent merch, you look at that. What is it? Bring Home the Bounty shit that we had no idea was still going.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then you look at the list, and the first thing is the Star Wars Boba Fett EE3 blaster. It looks more like an ass blaster. And then, like, you have this this New Zealand mint Boba Fett 1 ounce silver chibi coin. I'm sorry if it says chibi coin. A Fifth Son Star Wars The Book of Boba Fett retro character panel sweatshirt. I mean, that looks dope, but I mean, on the front page of this, I'm not so sure. And then Rock'em Socks, The Book of Boba Fett sock collection. I mean, if anybody's killing it right now, it's fucking Star Wars when it comes to merchandise, because boy howdy, this is some good shit.
I can't get past the Boba Fett sex toy gun.
Yeah, just look at it, man. Like,
is it Slave 2? Is that what it's called?
You take that. You take that scope off. You take that scope off. Apply a little jelly. It's sliding right in. Like, Eric's like, well,
there are Star Wars fans who are now thinking, I might buy that.
Oh, there's some who already thought that and have already planned their purchases accordingly. What are you talking about?
That is true and fair.
No, come on. You know what's happening. But anyways.
Yep, that's where we are. So, yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. We had a new episode of Book of Boba Fett, but before we get to that, I do want to talk about the fact that we had this super cool Moon Knight trailer that came out. Mm-hmm. And listen, I am not well versed in a lot of the more what I would consider not like slightly more obscure Marvel comics.
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea. But man, was that thing ever, ever cool. And as I mentioned earlier, I just watched The Eternals over the weekend. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh. I did too, by the way.
I've not seen it yet.
Save your time.
It's beautiful to look at.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is that you get a lot longer time to look at it than you wish it to.
Oh, God. Did they go, hey, we can't have a Zack Snyder cut situation here. We need to really flesh all this shit out.
Yeah.
You're watching it and you're like, you could cut most of this out.
You sit there. It's very slow. Even though there's like fighting and action, it's very slow.
The story progression itself is slow, you mean?
Yes. But I mean, just the scenes, just the pacing of them. And,
oh, yeah. And oddball pace, too. The different pacing for different scenes.
And the thing is, though, I feel like they couldn't decide what the movie was about. Right now, it's about this, but then it's about this. And it's just, it was just one thing after another. And I'm looking over to Amanda. Because she has a very low tolerance for certain types of things, just to see if she was going to be like, are you kidding me right now? But we sat through it, but I'm going to be serious. I knew that it was 2 hours and 20 minutes long, or however long it is. It's going. I'm like, man, I wonder. It's been at least 2 hours. This has got to be getting close. I check and see how much time's gone by. Not even 1 hour yet.
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, OMG.
I think it's damn near 3 hours long.
It's 2:30 actually, I think.
Well, it fucking feels like four-hour movie.
It's a slog, man.
You know what else is 2.5 hours long? The new Spider-Man movie. You know what does not feel like 2.5 hours long? The new Spider-Man movie.
I still haven't
movie.
Seen it. It's not looking good now.
No, that movie just like, and it's done. Like, whoa, shit, what happened? You know, like. I want to see it again really bad, but I'm not going back to the theater for it. So.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Yeah. Now, the way people get the hospitals around here, man, are full. But anyway.
To put it mildly.
So, yeah, the Moon Knight trailer is pretty dope, man.
Yes, man.
Can I say something about that?
Please do.
You know, for those who would like to accuse us of not doing enough Star Wars, Poe Dameron is in this Moon Knight movie.
Plus it's Disney.
It's not a Star Wars movie. No.
But, you know,
Oscar Isaac. The dude is going to own every franchise. I'm waiting for him to break out in DC somewhere. He's like, well, they won't let me be Batman. So Moon Knight it is.
Well, it's like Eric said, this is one of those obscure Marvel I don't know anything about. Like that one with Jared Leto, that trailer.
Oh, that Morbius? Movie.
Yeah, know nothing about that character either. But I'll say this, Moon Knight looks way better than that shit does.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's this side of Sony that can't let go of the technology they created with the first Spider-Man movie, and it's like carried on over to some of the stuff like Morbius and a little bit in Venom sometimes, but like the content is fun enough that you don't care. But the difference between those movies that are completely ran by Sony and then the ones that are helped by Marvel, you know what I mean? Like Marvel Studios, completely fucking different. Like Spider-Man movies compared to the other ones, they're just...
The Spider-Man movies feel like a normal Marvel movie. They feel like...
Well, that's the point. They want it to. The part of their deal, obviously, is we have to maintain this feel of continuity in order to be able to share this character. So, like... You can use some of our characters every once in a while in your film. And, you know, this is the thing that's been going on and on. But as far as the Moon Knight trailer goes, I've been excited for it ever since I heard Oscar Isaac was going to be playing the main character. And then when I saw the first kind of mini trailer they had for it, and I saw that it was kind of a creepy kind of feel, kind of surreal thing, I was even more excited because Oscar Isaac plays basically every role very well, but he has an exceptional ability to play very well in a bizarre scene. Like I forget, you were talking about Ex Machina. Like he's in that one.
Yeah.
And that's a bizarre movie, but like, what's the one with...
It's cool. I recommend people see it. It's a cool film.
What's the one with Natalie Portman that he's in?
Oh, I did not like that one. Yeah, I did
Annihilation. Not like that one. You didn't like it? Oh, I fucking love that movie. It's fucking
creepy. I didn't
creepy-ish.
Watch it.
Now here, real quick, he's excellent in that creepy stuff.
I don't think it's a bad movie. It just is not my cup of tea.
Let me say this though. Whoever, basically, what I'm trying to say is these trailers are single-handedly keeping that genre of music alive with the it's not wobble bass, but it's like the similar.
I believe it's called trailer music.
It's
Eric.
Similar function. No, because this isn't. It's this. There's like this very specific electronica sound that like you associate with like hard house or something that just.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like, I don't know, man. That's good job. Good job, composers. But anyway, check out that trailer if you haven't seen it. It's quite great. Yeah. Let's talk about chapter 3 of the Book of Boba Fett, which is the streets of Mos Espa. Mm. And by this point, you're listening to this episode thinking, well, we've already seen chapter 4, stupids. So we're not going to sit here and go over this beat by beat. But let me tell you, I rewatched it today. And there were things about it that I don't want to say could have lived without, because that's not exactly what I mean. But there were certain things about it that seemed less like a big deal to me this time around. One of which was the speeder chase. It felt way better this time than it did the first time. Like it didn't feel so pokey. And slow. Now here's the thing, and I do want to say this, but everybody's seen it, okay? I saw somebody mention this online, and I gotta tell you, there's some real truth to it. And it wasn't about this episode. I saw this before this episode came out. But one of the things they talked about was how so much of the stuff on Book of Boba Fett doesn't look used. Like the costumes, literally, they got done sewing it and put it on and walked out. It like in universe, everything looks brand new. It doesn't look like it's been being used, especially in an environment like Tatooine that's harsh and unforgiving. Everybody's clothes. The dude from Office Space, his clothes look brand new and.
How about the speeders from the gang in this episode?
Yes, we were just talking about. That's all new, yeah.
Yeah,
they like they watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure and like loved his bike and went, God, I got to have all that shit from Pee-wee's bike on my speeder.
A bike like this is every boy's dream. Kevin, you are an inspiration to us all. I'll say, I'm going to start a paper out right now.
I've been seeing people say those hover scooters are an homage to like old scooter clubs where they had like those 7,000 fucking mirrors on them. Like that's like
those Vespas.
Yeah. It's like the old Vespa clubs that were forever ago. But you know, I could take it or leave it. Like part of me, even though it makes no sense in Star Wars, like I really wanted to see some wheels under it. I don't know how else to describe it. Like it was just weird. They look like they were riding kind of like slugs. I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like yeah.
Like bumper, the shape of it,
like a bumper car had sex with a Vespa.
Yeah, like I said, it looks like a metal slug.
Well, if you guys are familiar with the Who's Quadrophania, the cover of that album, there's a real similar look to it too.
Yeah,
I mean, I liked it. I think that I like for the show to be weird. I like for the show to be the same. Goofy. I don't want it to be just more of the same stuff all the time. I do, you know, I mean, it was real easy to make a lot of comparisons though that everybody made, but
for me though, honestly, for me it feels like it was the wealthy end of Tatooine. So like that's the only reason why like I kind of
Stephen,
because I mean they feel like
water for crazy money.
I know, but he's like more like a middleman. Like I guarantee, because he takes in money from the moisture farmers and sells it at his rates on top of what he already paid for to get it. So like he's just a middleman. So he's not doing the work. You know what I mean? So like what I'm saying is, I think a lot of people in this city aren't people out there hoofing it trying to capture moisture out of the air. You know what I mean? Like they're not pulling the banthas around. They're not fucking with dewbacks. Like they're just in the city, just like, you know. So it makes more sense for me that they're clean, even though it's still hard to rationalize people having completely clean clothes in a place where you can't have much water. So like that's the only thing.
The streets really, are dirt.
Yeah. I just don't care. That's what I'm saying. Like when it comes down to it, I understand that George Lucas always wanted everything to feel used and stuff like that. But like these people also aren't wearing armor and stuff like that. So I don't know. It just doesn't bug me. I felt like I was in like the hoity toity part of Tatooine is what I felt like. So
Well, I mean, overall, though, I did dig the episode. I thought that seeing a Rancor come in was pretty nice. Oh, I do think that
it's... Machete is the trainer.
Yeah. It's unfortunate the timing of the HasLab Rancor didn't come after this.
That's brutal. Brutal.
Yeah.
Maybe extend that till after episode 3 of Boba Fett.
Maybe they'll try it again.
The fact that he's going to learn to ride it, I'm just like,
dude, that would be a hyper sell if they would just waited for this Rancor idea. Maybe they might just repurpose it to have with Boba Fett, with mounted Boba Fett on a Rancor.
Yeah, and they have plenty of sculpts of Boba Fett to make another 6-inch that comes with the Rancor.
So many people would instantly be validated in their $350 fucking purchases because Boba Fett's riding on the back with a custom saddle.
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, look at the decal on the buckle. My fucking God.
Oh, dude, I hope that happens. Like, just that he rides a Rancor on the show. I need that.
I mean, I'm super excited about the Rancor. I loved the way Danny Trejo got to, like, I don't know what his character's name is, but he's always just Trejo. So he's who he is. I love how he got to, like, humanize the Rancor.
Yeah,
and
the whole
imprinting thing, is cool, but also brutal, because that means they've been living their entire life blind until they meet the human that's allowed to imprint upon it.
He said it was a calf, and depending on, you know, it may not have been very old at all.
Yeah, maybe like 8 months old.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say even less than that.
Maybe weeks old.
Because, you know, it's
I don't know what the growth cycles are for a Rancor, but I mean that thing wasn't, I would say I think that thing was small enough to have recently fell out of the size Rancor that was in Return of the Jedi. So
yeah, he definitely doesn't look as big as that Rancor.
No. But I mean he looked, to me, he looks more like a toddler core, or maybe a preteen core. You know what I mean?
I just can't wait. I mean, it's one of those creatures that has like all the like nastiness of a great white shark.
Yeah.
But it's on land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it eats like a piranha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the land piranha shark.
You're thinking of Tremors. This is
it's a Tremor. It has legs.
This is the wrong part. This is like what the final transformation of the Graboid is the fucking Rancor.
Yeah.
And
then he's gonna fucking ride it.
Yeah, dude. I'm here for that. Hopefully he manages to find maybe the Mandalorian. Like, maybe the Mandalorian will let him borrow his gun that he borrowed from him from the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're good. You know, he already said he said that he rode things 10 times bigger than that. And everybody's always saying that's a reference to the holiday special. I was bummed out, and I know they did it on purpose. I was bummed out because the dude from Office Space was getting ready to explain the Tatooine Ocean thing. And then both of us like, oh, shut the fuck up. What do you got to say? You know what I mean? Like, it,
yeah.
I was kind of like, I'm going to hear more. It was Ocean. Like, I feel like I've heard something before in some kind of canon in some place about Tatooine used to being full of water. Maybe it was one of the Windig books or something. It's one of those side things.
Maybe.
Like, I feel like I remember hearing it somewhere. Read way too many books and have not kept up with it recently, so hard to say. But I did not like that they slaughtered the Tusken Raiders.
It's, yeah, that was the very yeah. next thing I was going to say.
Bullshit.
I was so brutal. Disappointed. I mean, I get it. It's their story to tell, but I was really, you know, I even mentioned it last week that I hope that they make it through and have a happy conclusion to this, and then not so much. And I was curious if is the implication that they were all killed?
Yeah,
because
he's burning bodies.
I right, but I mean, so I was looking at the scene where he's leaving, and there's sure seems to be way more bodies than there are when he's piling them up and burning them. Like, there's way more beings yeah. there. But mm-hmm. obviously, I think that, you know, we talk about this all the time. They're not going to want to kill a kid on a Disney show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when he picks up that little gaffy stick or pulls it out and it's the stick that kid was using.
Yeah.
Dude, that was pretty brutal, man.
That is definitely the implication. That is definitely to symbolize that kid died there without having to show it. But if that warrior Tusken Raider had died, they would have made a big deal out of him putting her on the fire. It would have been a thing. You know what I mean?
True. Like,
and if not, that's fucked up. Because I mean, they even bothered to show that the chief was one amongst the dead. It was who he had interaction with. And it was the lady and the lady Tusken warrior and then that kid. So they showed those two were dead. They would have showed that third one. So
maybe he or she survived, and we'll see it later.
It's definitely a lady. They already came out and said it was.
Oh, like, did they?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Okay. There's not the actress. She's a stunt woman and stuff.
Oh yeah, I saw her picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that it turns out that the kid at least survived. And
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Just because I think it would be, you know. Now, I thought it was
the kid.
I thought it was pretty cool to see Sophie Thatcher in the show where, and she's got the robot arm. And she was in that movie. Prospect. Did you see that?
No.
So yeah, it had a Pedro Pascal, and it was like this space thing.
Oh yes,
I think I did see that.
She's
yeah.
she's the younger girl in that.
She's the daughter. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And, yeah. I remember that show.
That's actually a pretty good movie, if I'm honest.
Yeah. And anyway, I thought it was cool to see her. There's this scene where she jumps the bike up over this thing and she looks straight down at the camera. Yeah. That was pretty cool. She looks so much like young Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It sort of freaks me out. And I made the crack that, yeah, it's a Paramore tribute band.
Yeah.
In Star Wars. How great is that? But yeah, I thought it was cool to see her in there. Good on her, man, getting that part. Because there was an article back in, I don't know, December of 2020 that she was rumored to be cast in The Mandalorian.
Mm.
And but I mean, that was before we even found out there's going to be a Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I wonder when they decided that.
I'm telling you, they decided this was originally going to be season 3 of The Mandalorian, and then they were like, nope, let's just do a Boba Fett show, and then we'll...
I have a feeling, like you were saying last week that, I think it was either you or her on the Sith List, I can't remember, that John Favreau had came to them with the idea for a Boba Fett show. and they told him, who were they listening to? Or maybe that was Steele. I don't know. I actually listened to Star Wars podcast this week, and I'm all fucked up. I don't know who said it. I'm sorry, whoever said it.
Somebody said it.
Somebody said that he was approached. John Favreau approached Disney to do a Boba Fett show, and they're like, "No, we don't want you fucking with that." So he's okay. So I'll do the Mandalorian, which is exactly Boba Fett, but different. And so I wonder if this is just like the idea that he pitched to them from the beginning, and they were like, "No," but then later, like, "Yeah." So,
well, I mean, they probably wanted to see how well it did before they started making longer term decisions.
Well, they knew how good it was going to be, how good it would do. As soon as they put the spur sound in the fucking desert in episode 5 of season 1, which was the only redeeming quality of that episode.
Oh, yeah. Steele's favorite character.
Yeah. Well, that and we got to see more of a, what's her name? Amy Sedaris. Yeah. We got to see more of her. So that made it not much. So less worth it. But anyways.
And she made a cameo in this episode.
She did. I saw it the second time. I didn't see it the first time.
Yeah, I did. Same here. It was the second time that I caught it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, there she is. Look at you guys.
Like Eric, I watched it today to get ready to record. So yeah. It was fresh in my mind.
Overall, like, how are you placing these? Like, if you had to put like these episodes in like an order of how do you like them the most? How would you put them so far?
In 1, 2, 3. I like the third one the best. It's, the newest one has been the best.
So 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Okay.
2 is the best one so far. Then, I don't know, man. I'm 1 and 3 are kind of neck and neck.
I go 2, 3, 1. That's how I view it. I feel like the second episode was the shortest one too. I don't know if that's telling, but
it was the longest one.
The second one was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Maybe I think of the first episode or something. So I feel like one was like in the 30-minute range.
First and third were both in the 30-minute range. Then the episode 2 is like 50-something.
But you know what's funny is like people, I've heard some people talking to me and saying that like Corey, yeah, I'm calling you out, Corey. We'll play with you again later in Rocket League and tell you again. He keeps saying that he feels like there's too much wasted time in the show. Like he keeps saying, like, I feel like there could be more cuts in some of the stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm getting, but I've heard a similar thing with people who weren't that the biggest of fans of the Tusken Raider scenes. Like, mm-hmm. they like them, but like they feel like they go on too long.
Yeah, that's me. They drag.
See, I like love every second of those scenes. I feel like it's really exposing his heart and showing how he became the way he does, and like showing why this guy who you thought forever was just this heartless murderer for hire was actually somebody who had honor. You know what I mean? And he learned it from his father. So they're also lifting up Django at the same time. So
yeah, sure. For sure on that. I do like that they're showing his heart for people, and that, you know, he understands that business is business. And like, that's the whole storyline with Black Kersantan, that mm-hmm. that fight in this episode that we are talking about here was pretty cool. I do. The one thing I don't like about stuff like that is when somebody, if you take a knife or the equivalent thereof to your calf muscle, I don't think staying on your feet and continuing mm-hmm. to kick butt and be okay is particularly realistic. But then again, I've never been stabbed.
So you know, and I mean, and those Wookiees are naturally climbers. Maybe he's got several tendons back there. You know, like how a cow has like 3 stomachs or whatever. Maybe he's got like 4 Achilles tendons, so he can lose one. You know.
Maybe, but that fight was cool. I thought it was. I liked that the
he was kind of gimpy though afterwards. Some of you knows he was kind of like.
Yeah. Now, how long of time do you think it was between that fight and him falling into the Rancor pit, and then the Hutch showing up? I, in like my it, head, it was just a few hours later, but
yeah.
maybe it wasn't, because when I rewatched it, it's
it felt like the next day or 2 days later, because they're having that big feast, you know, and they're talking about, you know, it feel like that's the next day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like, was it Ming-Na Wen or Tamora Morrison who said that was quick whenever they said that the twins were here?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess where I heard it or something. So it relatively quickly. Yeah. I do love that they dropped him into the Rancor pit. I thought that was cool. Yeah. It was literally the only way they were going to beat him, obviously, because he was completely murdering everybody.
Yeah.
Or on the way to. I love that it was like a nightmare Wookiee moment. Like, because I really love that scene in Solo with Chewbacca in the pit, even though, you know, he looks really scrawny. But he's like, you get to see them as the warriors they are, and to seeing this big dude with a big scar on his face, fucking Boba's in dreamland and wakes up to that. He's like, "What, dude, that was metal.
Holy shit, you know? You're like, I'm not at a reggae concert. This dude's here to kill me.
Dude,
he had the total reggae dreads.
Dude, he straight up launched Boba Fett into that back to tank. I'm like, Boba's going to need a minute. Boba's getting up there in years. I'm saying then he got up and whacked him again. I was like, okay, or maybe he's doing a fitness training thing I'm not aware of, because that dude could take a hit. He took like 3 or 4 direct hits from Black Chrysanthemum.
dude, and he had those like electro brass knuckles.
Yes.
Those were cool.
That would have to be the closest equivalent you could make, with half the equivalent to be getting smacked by a grizzly bear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe not as intense, because they're not as heavy, you know?
I'm not mad at the people kind of complaining that
they got frying pan paws.
He lets go of Black Chrysanthemum and doesn't hire him when he hired the, like, you know, Griff's kids.
To me, I think it's more like, I thought that too. And I saw, like, man, just join my crew. You know what I mean? But he didn't, and let him go. I think that's kind of even better, because it shows him on another level. Cause he could be like, look, well, you're in my debt. Now you work for me. We'll see how this goes. When you pay it off, you can go on your way. He gave him the choice. And the Hutts literally were saying, we'll just sell him back to the fighting pits. Like, who gives a shit? And instead of doing that, he did the exact opposite and said, you know what, man? It's your life. Don't work for fucking scumbags anymore.
Yeah, what did he call him? Scuttlebat?
I don't know. It was some
scumbag. It was a
scut. It was the equivalent.
I did like that line when he said that.
Yeah.
Take it from me.
Well, you can tell that dude's not Black Chrysanthemum's not seen much fairness like that. You can tell.
Yeah.
So
that might come into play later.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's definitely coming back. There's no way you just casually let go of an enemy who almost killed your entire crew and then just be like, I was business. I get it. No hard feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing too. The first episode, they had set the show up. He's going to be a crime lord that runs not on fear but respect. And you're seeing that play out in these episodes.
I mean, he's paying for it by going that route. But, yeah. And also, we got to find out more in this episode was about the gang structure and what we thought was somehow just under Boba's control. But turns out that Biff Fortuna, like, piecemealed it out, you know, to like keep his little section to himself, and then
bitch Fortuna,
yeah, definitely. And he just kind of bitched it out and like gave it to other people, and they ran it, and so that way he could do his thing. But which, because I was wondering, like, how the hell did Biff Fortuna even? How did his guards not like take his claim from him?
Shaky alliances, apparently.
Yeah. Just here you go. You guys can have all this, but let me keep this, and nobody will fuck with me. All right, I can get real fat. All right, I always want to be fat like Jabba. So,
did you notice that? You know, we hear them say Dank Ferrick here and there,
in the
Mandalorian, and this that Boba Fett calls the lead singer of Paramore. He calls her Dank. Yeah. He says something to some blah 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 Dank, and I was like,
isn't
okay,
it Dink Ferrick?
Huh? Dank, D-A-N-K.
Okay.
So yeah, I was just curious because It's like what Dank Ferrick means is obviously open to interpretation, but it's got to make you.
I imagine what he's saying to her is like, it's like the equivalent, like, come on, you little shitbag. You know what I mean? like getting the fucking truck loser. We're going to rural Tatooine. Let's get it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it like makes me, what I'm saying though, is it just makes me wonder if like Dank Ferrick is, you know, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And chuckle fucker.
And he's just cutting off the son of a, by taking Ferrick out of there.
Well, but he had just got done saying that like she had like fire or passion or something, and I like that. And so I don't know, maybe it's like we can't even say the C word here in America is extremely bad, and in Australia it's this common flow and knowledge. So like, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's kind of like that. Like it means a negative, but it also needs a positive sometimes.
It depends on what your culture is.
Yeah.
I don't know. What'd you think about that Borg looking dude saying he had to pay for that eye?
Well, I mean, they said that they had a
droid parts.
Yeah, that they were enhancing themselves purposefully.
Yeah. That makes me feel like they kind of came from somewhere else. Because if they're sitting there and they're like, there's no work to be had, and but yet here we are in our fresh duds and our robotics and our sweet ass motor moped hovers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
The only dude that wasn't impressive with what he had done for enhancements was the dude with the little R2-D2 blowtorch. I'm like, really? You went for that?
I don't know. It's pretty dope. Automatic blowtorch all the time.
I just thought like it was tiny. Like, you know, couldn't find like a bigger one.
Give me a fucking blowtorch.
Yeah, man.
Weld that propane tank to my back.
Like, yeah. It looked like he'd light a cigarette with it, not like weld something in half or cut it in half.
Hey, man, he is excellent at parties, okay?
He's the blunt firer.
like he waits what? Intently. His other enhancement is earring enhancement. So somebody got a light, he's there, you know?
You rang.
That's me.
He's going to light up the cherry.
Yeah.
Well, we've got four episodes left to go. What do you think is going to be the next thing? What do you think is going to happen in the next episode? Any guesses? We see the Pikes coming along. You know,
I feel like it's going to be a plot moving chapter. The next one, like where it's going to get us to near the crescendo. Like they're going to build up to it with this next one.
I think he's going to have at least his first chance with conflict with the mayor, which will lead to a conflict with the Pikes, which will enable him to showcase the flashback to when he dealt with the Pikes in the past, and now he's going to deal with the Pikes in the future. That's my guess.
So those two storylines that we've been seeing, the past and the present, are going to merge together.
They kind of have been correlating, so.
Yeah.
I really hope that we come through and find something with the Tuskens that at least some of them survived.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, I'd be about that Tusken warrior joining his crew. If she's still out there and alive, that'd be awesome. Then you have her and Ming-Na and Fennec Shand. That's a badass lady duo right there, my friend. Jesus Christ. I mean, they're the scariest ones on the show so far.
I got to give it to the Gamorreans also, because they go in with just knives and like no shirt. These dudes are like, they give zero fucks. I'm fucking you up without a shirt on.
I mean, and they went after Chewbacca what's his name? Chrysanthan. And he bit him. He bit Boba. He bit the pigs. Like,
oh, yeah, man.
I wasn't ready to see a Wookiee use their teeth. It was great.
That was a fun fight.
I'm going to bite the shit out of you. I'm a Wookiee. You understand what you're fighting right now?
Yeah, I think, just being honest, I think the reason it was my favorite is that scene and the whole Rancor stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is good stuff. Because there's been things I've liked in all of the episodes and things I haven't.
That's usually how it goes.
Well, all right then. Listen, this rowboat is filling up with water and I'm bailing it out as fast as I can. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a hole in your bail.
Yeah, it looks like it. But anyhow, anyway. So, yep, four more episodes to go. And Star Wars Celebration is coming up faster than you know it. It kind of seems hard to believe. I hope that it actually comes through, that they don't end up having to postpone it again or anything. It's really just tough to say at this point. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to going if we go. So, Dallas, I know you're going.
Yep.
Cruiser, how are you feeling on it?
I made a tweet earlier today and I deleted it that said, I wish I would have sold my ticket when they gave us the option to buy them back 2 years ago. Cause it would put way less of a conflict on my mind right now. I don't think I would be feeling that FOMO energy coming up where, like, you know, I was afraid of missing out on this. As much as I would love to go to California and hang out with all my friends and all that stuff, and I would love to walk around Los Angeles, never done that before. It seems bizarre. The process of doing it right now seems bizarre. But 4 months from now, who knows? You know what I mean? That's 4 months in this age is a surprising amount of time. So
I am having all these flashes of 2017 again.
No, completely different, and you know it. it is a money thing, but it's not really a money thing. It's more of just the, like, I always get Concrud, and on top of it, like, there's going to be probably 5 strains of COVID at that time. So, like, I just coming from maybe all over the world, I don't know.
It'll be Delta Cron.
I don't know, man. It seems I'm not trying to be a bummer or anybody's parade. It doesn't look like I'm going that way if it still happens, but
Omicron, Persei 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of wild to think about, man. Because I mean,
being honest.
Oh, no, I feel you, man. I
just wondering if they're regretting their decision to move it up.
Definitely. It was a stupid decision they made it the first time. I don't know why that they would set the date and then move it up. Like, oh, it's going to be all better. No, it's fucking not. Have you not been paying attention to the last year when this happened? They moved it up. No way. It's not that I'm afraid of getting a virus. I'm afraid that I'll have it and then I'll spread it when I go there or something like that. That's more my concern. Even though I am vaccinated, doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? I still could pass it on to people, but like, my daycare, right? I didn't say at the beginning of this, but like my daycare keeps sending me notices of more people and children and teachers who have caught it, and they're closed until they can figure out what the actual number is, cause they don't know. And like, and it's like 20 people right now in a fairly small daycare. So like,
my cousin's son's high school got like a partial testing, like where they have a 1500 student body and they tested 500 kids, 147 of them had COVID.
Wow.
We're doing so well. They closed the school.
Yeah.
Cause half the school has it. And they're doing that to my son's school Wednesday. They have school off tomorrow, a teacher prep day. Uh-huh. And my wife, who is a teacher, has to actually work.
Are they doing that? Like, I'm sorry to carry on this COVID part of the conversation, but like, it's towards the end, so who cares? Are they applying the 5-day rule now instead of the 2-week rule when it comes to outbreaks like that? Or is it just like if you show symptoms within the first 2 or 3 days, then you can't come back? Like, what is it?
The school's doing 2 weeks.
So their school's be closed for 2 weeks.
Yeah. But my friend got it and he's vaccinated and boosted and it only had symptoms for like 1 day. Mm-hmm. But his work said he just had to stay home for 5 days. Mm-hmm. But they haven't been, they've been doing in-home thing anyway. So it's kind of been, people have kind of been going back to 2020 kind of stuff with this, because it's cut through the, you know, the vaccine 30% breakthrough rate.
Yeah. It's got a much higher overall catch rate, right? Than the other ones. So anyways, we're done with this. We're done with the conversation, but that's why I'm not considering going to Celebration. Eric?
Well, there you go. So sweet, man. Well, hey. So yeah, guys, you know, check out the show description. There's all kinds of crap down there. You can follow the show on Twitter at @bad_motivators, so that way you can find out whether or not we're going to Celebration.
Yeah.
And So I guess there really is nothing else to say except sweet, man. Well, hey. Oh, hey, by the way, going back to TeePublic, I forgot. Cruiser had to go in and make another phone case design for me because it turns out that some stuff got mixed up. So anyway, the company that was making these, I mean, they still were doing a crappy job because they're not, the image isn't square on there. But hopefully I'll have a brand new one that looks all neat. And is.
Well, hey, I squared it up completely with all that stuff. So if it's not good, it was the printing. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
but anyhow, so I'll say this. Sweet, man. Well, hey, I think Taylor Swift is awesome. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye.
Later.
Bad Motivators.